Tanya for the first day of Kislev in Hashana Peshuta. And we're doing it here in the Kuntri Sacharin over here. And over here the discussion is about, you know, where exactly do the davening, the learning, the mitzvahs, where do they go up to? Which is the level? We talked about that when you learn and you daven and you involve it with emotion, with ahava, with yira, they're like the wings, and they raise your davening up to the highest of levels. And the question was, where exactly? So in the Kabbalah, it talks about various different levels. We also discussed, what about if you're davening and you don't have the right kavana, or you're learning, you don't have the right kavana? We'll see a little bit later on in the shir today that he started off with. We see that the learning without kavana, in one way, goes up higher than davening without kavana, but then on the other hand, depending what exactly the loy de kavana is. But right now, the beginning of today's shiur, the Rebbe seems to bring down, he brings down here, it seems to be a contradiction in the Zohar, seems to be, what exactly happens when you daven tefillah, when you daven without kavana? Where does it come? Now, in the Kabbalah, it talks about the sun. Then it talks about the rakia. It talks about the firmament, the sky. And of course, there are various different levels in the skies itself. But over there, it seems to be, in two Zohars, it says, what happens when one davens with tefillah without kavana? So in one Zohar, it seems to say, yeah, it does still goes up to the sky. So how do we reconcile the contradiction? Where does the prayer actually read? So let's read inside. Over there it says that it does end up within the lower level of the rakia. So it seems that at least the tefillah shaloi bekavona, which he talks about over there, will come to the level of the rakia, but it'll be in the lower level, but it'll still get the rakia, which is higher than the shemesh, the sun, which is under the rakia. This will go to the rakia. But Ubepashas Vayakil Mashma, but then when we come to the section of Vayakil in the Zohar, over there it appears, the Dafke Iihi Milo Kidikoyoi Solkon Imo Adaviro Direkia Dile Elochulu, that only if those words are proper. What does it mean, words are proper? Mila kidekoyoy is the proper words, meaning that the words of prayer were proper, that they were with kavona. Only then, solkin ima adavira direkia delelo, they'll come up to the air of the firmament above. So, over the first Zohar in the Parashas Mekudei, it says that it will go up to the rekia, even, it'll go up to the sky even if it was without kavana. And here it says, in order to go up to the rakia, you need to have kavana. So he explains, loy kosha midi. This is not difficult at all. Why? Because there's a different level of rakia that we're talking about. These rakias are all in the world of asiya, from the four worlds, Atzilus, Bri, Yetzirah, Asiya. This is in the world of asiya. Within asiya itself, there is two these two levels, they're separate levels of rakia. The first level is called the level of Malchus of Asiya. That's the rakia Tato, which is talking about in Parshas Pekudei. And then there is the rakia, which is of Zoh of Asiya, which is the higher level. So basically what it's saying is that it doesn't go up to Zoh, but it does go up to Malchus in the level of Asiya. Look what you mean. The rakia tato, when we're talking about the lower level of these guy, the rakia miinun, the rakia the mad beregoy alma. Those are from those rakim that run the world, like the rakia which is in the world with the world asiya, the mad beregoy alma. Sebe parshas pekudei, and the malchus the asiya. So those rakim that run the world, which is in parshas pekudei, are talking about the malchus of asiya. With the parshas Vayakil, and when we talk about the rakia and the portion of Yakil, hein the zod asiya, they will be and the level of Zodasiyah. So it's different levels. So it doesn't go up to Zodasiyah, but it goes up to the Rekia of Malchus Dasiyah. Kumeshe Kosu Beitz Chayim, Shar Hashemes, Peri Gimel, is written in Eitz Chayim, Shar Gimel, Gabei Zodasiyah, Ein Shom, with regards to Zodasiyah. Look over there. So that will answer that. Okay. But now we have in another part over here. Here we're talking about they actually go into the various different heichals. We say that they go into the various different heichal. And it says over there, actually it's mashma, they actually go into the level of bria. Not only here we're saying that it goes till the malchus of asiyah, over there it actually says that it goes into the level of bria. So he says, "V'hod mashma l'chayde beparshas pekudei." This that it appears to be in the part with the gam tefila pesula oilad heichal harishay. That even a tefila which is posel, which means without kavana, not a refined tefila, a posel tefila, would still go up till the first heichal. The heichal, this heichal is a heichal in the first level in the heicholos of bria. So it actually goes up even higher than Asiya altogether, and from there it will be pushed below. So it goes up over there. But here we're saying that it doesn't even go up; it only goes up to Malchus the Asiya, not even to Briero. Vuhu bezod Briya. That level of Heichal Arishon is in the level of Zod Briya. So how do we say here that it doesn't even go up? But he says again, that's not really a question. Loi koshamidi. This is not really difficult at all, because there's various different things when we say aliyas. Here we say it elevates, but we're not talking about it elevates to bring a benefit. When we talk about the tefillah goes up, we're talking about a beneficial elevation, an elevation that brings you blessings. So it goes up to a level which Hashem responds to your needs in this world. So the fact that it goes up to Bria, yes, you know, even if you do Averis, it also goes up to Bria. It does a pagam, it does a blemish. That doesn't mean it goes up there. Going up there, what we're talking about, they're all called aliyahs. But to go up to do what? Just to go up to have an impact? Yes, they do have impact. But it says, Sharafilu kol avinus mamish, because even if we talk of mamish sins, not only at Philip Sula, kalois v'chamuris, whether light or serious, oilois l'sham, they would go up to the level of Bria, afila dechel adalad, even to the fourth heichel, commission kosuv, and the definition of beizom adalav, as it says in the Zohar, and in the beizom adalav. So there is an impact in the higher levels. Elavadish ein muhus aliyah shavus, but the as essence, what kind of aliyah is? They're not the same. When we say something goes up, it's not the same. We're not talking about the same. Going up can either mean, like I said, to make a blemish, or going up could mean to make an impact, to do something. So he says, there is no comparison, there's no similarity amongst them. It's only the name which is the same. You use them both, aliyah, they go up. But what they go up, it doesn't mean the same thing. It's a total different thing. Going up, meaning being there to do good or to do the dilemma, it's enough for those who understand. And the fact that we see that aliyahs mean different things also gives us another explanation for another issue. Another thing it says over there in Daf Reshim Zayin, Shebeheichel Habeis Memuna Al Halavushim. So over there it says that in the second chamber over there, the person who is appointed for the garments, for the mitzvahs, he gives out the garments. That's in the Heichel Habeis. That's also in Bria. So all the mitzvahs are in Asiya. The mitzvahs are in Gan Eden. But here we're giving you the garments from the level of Bria. So how does that work together? So he says, but now we understand. Now he says there's various different languages in the Zohar there. Maybe it's supposed to be Izdaman HaMemuna, that in the second Heichel, the Memuna is ready to give the Idot, or Kayomin HaLevushim, that the Levushim exist. But either way, the Levushim, the Memuna HaLevushim, HaBishon HaShom HaMaisa HaMitzvahs, that what the soul gets from the action of the mitzvahs, come from the second room. So, Af Shem Began Eden HaTachten Dasiya, commissioned the Kosov Shom Dafrejud. So, over there in the Zohar, in the Dafrejud, it says that where is the Maisa, the mitzvahs, is in Asiya. And yet the Levushim they get from the Heichal HaBeis, they get from the Bria. How could it be? Because there's different levels of Aliyah. When we say that the mitzvah is there is one thing, the Levush could be from another thing, so it's not necessarily connected. Now, we're going to go back to what we started the discussion. What is, if you daven if we daven not with kavona, so we said before, okay, it reaches the sky. It does reach. It reaches to the Malchus Dasi. It reaches somewhere. But we said by Torah, Torah doesn't go. It doesn't even go to the sky. It goes under the Shemesh.